Excuse me. Hello, Daddy.
Hello, huh? How'd you know it was me?
Well, who else called at this time? What's up?
I can't get down there now, John.
Why?
I haven't had any dinner and Virago went out.
Virago?
My wife.
Oh.
She went to a book review. The kids are screaming and the house is a mess. I'm going to have to make myself something to eat and put the children to bed.
Okay, Daddy.
I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'd give $8,000 to meet poor Daddy's wife. Oh, well.
Come here, Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
Who put that thing in the living room?
What thing?
The thing in the middle of the floor. What is it?
Looks like a tent.
It is a tent.
Yeah.
Made from my best bed sheets. Who put it up?
Do you know those soldiers who live in the tent on top of the hill, Daddy?
I've seen them.
Well, they didn't have room enough up there.
So... Snooks! You're not going to tell me the soldiers pitched a tent on my living room floor.
Ain't I?
You're most certainly not.
Well, you can't say I wasn't going to.
Now, don't be impudent.
No, Daddy.
Who helped you put that tent up? Did Robespierre help you?
No, Daddy. He done it all by himself.
Oh, don't pass the buck, Snooks.
Why?
Because he's too little. Besides, he told me you did it.
He's just passing the bunk, Daddy. I didn't do it.
Oh, no. He also said there was a little boy here with you. Was Red here, Snooks?
Red who?
Now, you know very well who I mean. Was he here?
Yes, Daddy. He built the tent.
Oh. And, you didn't do anything?
No, I only did the cooking, Daddy.
Cooking? Where?
Inside the tent.
Oh, no. No. You didn't build a fire on that rug.
Didn't I?
Oh. I'm afraid to look under that tent. If that carpet is ruined, Snooks, I'll...
It was only a make-believe fire, Daddy. I didn't light it.
Oh, thank heaven. Now I can look.
Yeah.
Well, where'd you get this firewood?
It ain't firewood, Daddy. It's only make-believe.
Where did it come from?
Red chopped up a chair.
Chair? Which chair?
It was no good, Daddy. It was the old broken-down chair you got from Grandpa.
Oh, my Chippendale. Why, that was an heirloom. A museum piece worth hundreds of dollars.
Why?
Because it was so old and broken.
Well, it's more broken now, Daddy.
Oh, it's destroyed, you little vandals. Don't ever let me catch you bringing that ruffian in this house again. You hear me?
Well, we was playing George Washington, and he pretended the chair was a cherry tree.
Why should you pick today to play George Washington?
Oh, Daddy.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Well, it's Washington's birthday, ain't it?
No, it isn't. It's Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah?
Yes. Washington's birthday isn't until... Until, well, it's sometime next month, I think. Now, you'll help me clean up this mess as soon as I've eaten.
I'll get you something to eat, Daddy.
Never mind, I'll get it myself.
No, no, there's nothing in the icebox, Daddy. But here's some nice frankfurters, and I'll cook them for you.
Frankfurters? Why, these are empty skins. Where's the inside?
I threw them away.
What for?
Well, Mommy told me to fry them like fish.
Well?
Well, I see Mommy clean out the fish and throw away
all... No. You don't clean out frankfurters.
Why?
Oh, let me get something out of the icebox.
No, no, wait a minute, Daddy. Now, how about a nice piece of sponge cake? Here.
That's a strange-looking sponge cake.
There was only two sponges in the bathroom. So then I used wash rags.
Wash rags?
No good?
Get out of my way and let me get some food out of this icebox.
Well, please, Daddy.
Look out. Well.
Hello, Mr. Higgins. Cold day, ain't it?
Red, what are you doing in this icebox?
He was warm, Daddy.
Come out of there at once.
Yes, sir. Well, I think I'll be running...
Stay here.
Yes, sir. Would you like some ice cubes?
Where did they come from?
I filled his pockets with water before he got in the box.
How can two children be so insane?
I don't know.
Get those wet clothes off at once, Red, and get in a hot tub.
A bath? What did you have to take a bath for, Daddy?
He might get pneumonia from the sudden change of temperature.
Well, I'd rather get back in the icebox.
Here, rub yourself with this towel. Your lips are blue.
Is he blue all over?
Yes.
I want to see.
Snoke? I'll give you what you deserve in a minute. Why was this boy in the icebox in the first place?
On account of the pie we made from the cookbook.
Pie?
Yeah. It said make the dough, then set in the icebox for 10 minutes.
And I sat there for 20. Is the pie finished, Snook?
Yeah. But it looks kind of funny. Taste it, Daddy.
I will not. Besides, I hate lemon meringue pie.
This ain't lemon meringue pie.
Then what's that yellow stuff on top?
Well, it got burnt. So I put on some ungatine.
Taste it, Red.
Well, not me. I'd like to get out of here.
I know you would. But there's a little explaining to do, my son.
Is he your son, Daddy?
No, he's not my son.
Why?
Because I've got one son who gives me enough trouble. At least I had a son when I left this morning. Where is he?
Tell him, Red.
No. You tell him, Snook.
Now, where's Robespierre? Hurry up. One of you talk.
Well, I thought you seen him, and he told you Red was here.
I didn't see him. I only guessed it.
Well, then guess where Robespierre is.
I'm not guessing anything. What have you done with the child, you bluebeards?
Huh? Well, we washed the tomatoes off him and put him to sleep.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, and I had to change
it. Snook! I don't care if you had to change his bedding.
I wasn't going to
change. Never mind that. How did he get tomatoes on him?
Tell him, Snook.
No, you tell him, Ray.
Oh, stop this equivocating. What about the tomatoes?
Well, we wanted to make some money to go to the movies.
Well?
So we stuck Robespierre on a box in the backyard.
Yes.
And we put a picture of Hitler on his face.
Go on.
And we let the kids conk him with tomatoes. For a penny a sock.
Conk?
Yeah, conk him.
And I suppose you were going to take Robespierre to the movies with you when you had enough pennies.
No, Daddy.
Then what was the poor child to get out of it?
Well, we let him keep the tomatoes.
Yeah, he loves tomatoes, Daddy. Oh,
yeah. I see. And you allow your little brother to be treated in that cruel fashion, eh, Snooks?
Oh, he didn't get hurt, Mr. Higgins. No. The picture covered him.
Oh. Yeah. And where did you get this picture of Hitler?
Well, we didn't have no picture of Hitler. So we used that big one of Mommy's.
Oh, that's different. I wouldn't mind taking a shot at it myself. Nothing. I suppose both of you are prepared to pay the piper for your little escapades today?
Yes, Daddy. Shall I turn over?
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Higgins. Don't spank her. It was all my fault. Spank me if you have to do any spanking.
No. She's just as much to blame as you are.
Well, no, she ain't honest. I started it. I made the tent and chopped up the chair and thought of the cooking.
No, he didn't. I did it.
Well, that settles it. Turn over, both of you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Red.
Yeah?
Just holler loud. He don't hurt much.
Are you ready?
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 I've never tried it with two hands before. Here we go.